Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, it's Tuesday. That means we've got John Jackson, the Joker from X, in here with us in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Hopefully, he'll be able to stick around with us for a little bit of the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. Although, I think we are going to get a phone call from Superintendent of Public Instruction, Susie Hedlund, as well. But definitely want to get John Jackson's reaction to that also later in the hour, if he's able to stick around. But, hey, John, yeah, if you didn't see it, our friend Finley Warden, who is actually our guest producer here this morning, just got picked up by Libs of TikTok yesterday. I don't know if you saw that one yet.
I did. I retweeted it. And that's some great citizen journalism. And that's what these people, these communist groups in our society, need to be afraid of all the time, that somebody's going to be out there not only listening but recording.
Yeah, so what stood out to you from this story? Because basically what Finley did is he went and actually registered to attend the conference, and he sat in on the MFPE, the Montana Federation of Public Employees, basically their teachers union teachers conference, and exposed all sorts of woke anti-American propaganda that they're trying to shove down the throats of teachers and librarians.
They've shown that now for years at the high school level and then at the college level. This is what these people do all the time. It is a constant preaching of all the pillars of communism, climate change and leftist ideology and all that. And what Finley's recording shows you is what we've been saying about these people for years. And that is, communists never stop on their own. They must be stopped. These people know they're not supposed to be doing this, but are in these workshops trying to figure out ways to go in the back door and get it done anyway.
Yeah, so basically we've got, you know, parents' rights laws on the books here in Montana. We've got laws against and rules against pushing critical race theory, which is racist, which is anti-American propaganda. We've got laws against all that. And what this left-wing teachers union is doing is saying, well, wait a minute. Hey, here's how you can get around the law. Or, hey, here's how you can just play dumb and just keep pushing this agenda anyway. And they're busted on audio saying this, and they're being exposed by Finley Warden right now. And I've got some of the initial reports on our Montana Talks website already.
It's amazing, too, for years and years and years, they have never been accountable for any of this. So they're like brand new drug dealers trying to figure out now how not to get busted. But that's what they need, is that fear. They need to have that fear all the time that somebody's going to hear them, record them, and report them.
All right, we're taking your phone calls as well. Of course, is John Jackson, the Joker from X, joins us here on the show. 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Yeah, covering all sorts of topics. But, of course, we got to get back in this this story that Finley Warden is breaking for us here as well. If not this hour, definitely in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, because there is even more audio that he has to share with us. Plus, he's filling in as our guest producer here this morning, so he can join us on the microphone. All right, stand by. Back right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, has been one of the most consequential pieces of legislation passed in Congress in more than half a century, for good or ill. Case in point, a debate about Obamacare is central to the government shutdown and whether Congress should extend COVID-era subsidies to defray the costs. The House of Representatives passed the first version of Obamacare in the fall of 2009. The Senate passed a different version on Christmas Eve Day in 2009 as well. Then both the House and Senate finally okayed the final version in late March 2010. And Republicans have tried to get rid of it ever since. Under President Trump, the House initially stumbled to repeal and replace Obamacare, but then finally voted to repeal it. The Senate then tanked the bill, notably as late Republican Arizona Senator John McCain cast the deciding ballot to reject the legislation in 2017. President Trump and Republicans periodically talk about eliminating Obamacare, but now the subsidies are a key issue, and many Trump voters in red states now benefit from Obamacare. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Dogs on a bus in Queensland, Australia, makes today's Dean's List. For the furry friends, a minibus filled with tails heading to the dog park is sweeping their community and changing lives. Joe McVilly runs Ironbark and has made it her mission to help dogs and young people living with disabilities and or coming from less fortunate backgrounds. She says she's making a space for everyone so they can build a future in animal care. Staff member Sage, who is hearing impaired, says her time with Ironbark has been life-changing. She loves animals and they love her. If you look up Ironbark on social media, you will see the doggy daycare with all the dogs on the bus heading to the park. But it's what you see inside Joe's business that warms your heart. She says her aim is to give dogs their best day if they're away from home, but also to allow the humans who help them have a happy place as well. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John Jackson, the Joker from X, in here with us on this Tuesday morning. John, where do you want to start this morning before I take us in a number of different directions?
Well, I think the most interesting piece of news that I saw popped out, if you guys were watching this ridiculous police chief, this DEI police chief in Cincinnati, Ohio, another Granny Clampett DEI pick. Well, you got introduced to her because that famous video that went viral of that gang of black thugs who street stomped an old white couple up there in the street in Cincinnati. And then she came out trying to tell all of us that don't believe our lying eyes, that we didn't know the real context of it. Well, in all of that, what came out of the news is that she's already under a bunch of lawsuits and has been charged and accused by her own police officers of anti-white bias. Well, as of yesterday, she's now on leave. She has now been basically relieved of command, on leave for that very thing. She's being investigated for anti-white bias.
Yeah, as she should be. No, that's great. Finally, some accountability on that front, because we have tolerated racism for far too long here in America in this day and age.
Yeah, her name, I forgot to say her name, her name is Teresa Thiefke. And if you saw the picture of her, you know right away, this woman is a joke. She is a complete 100% DEI hire. I guarantee you could not run up two flights of stairs, has never done a serious thing as a police officer in her whole career, has no respect from the rank and file in her police department. And see,
Fox News commentary with Jimmy.
These mayors and these city councils from these blue cities pick these ridiculous leaders of the police, partly because they for DEI, and the other part is they do it to intentionally demoralize the police officers.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's a backdoor way to defund the police, is to just force them to want to quit, through attrition, essentially, is to put a bad leader in place that undermines them, that backstabs them, or pushes these woke policies or straight up anti-white racist policies, and then boom. You don't have to fire them. You don't have to defund them. They just quit. They just leave. It's by design. All right. Well, hold that thought. Let's sneak on a caller here, 406-294-0970. We've got State Senator John Fuller out of Kalispell with us on the phone line. Senator Fuller, great to hear from you. You're probably calling in from the gym right now.
No, I'm not that energetic to go work out in the early in the morning, Aaron. When I used to have to do that in the dark, when I was in the service, I said, if I ever get out of this man's army, I ain't working out in the morning ever again. And it's one of my promises that to myself that I've been able to keep.
That's funny. I'm with you on that one. I'll see you this afternoon then. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the Teachers Union Convention. In the 25 session, we had a testimony before the Senate Education Committee, which I was chair at that time, of some of the things that went on in the 24 Teachers Convention at taxpayer expense. at taxpayer expense in the 24 convention, there was blatantly political involvement, and of course, many of the things that have surfaced once again here in the 25 convention. And what people need to realize is that the Montana Teachers Union has 2 days of their statewide convention, I should say, state convention, that are supplemented by taxpayer dollars, because almost every school district in the state allows their teachers to attend the convention during their PIR days, the 2 days before the traditionally before. The third weekend in October. And I ran a bill last session in 25 that would ban the use of taxpayer dollars for union activities. And you would, unfortunately, it died in the House committee later on the House floor. The reality is that taxpayer dollars are being used to support the Montana Teachers Union in their convention, and they engage in activities such as this young man, brave young man, infiltrated and reported on social media just like in the 24. Yeah. So the statement of John earlier is that you must defeat these individuals. You must stop them, or else they're going to continue to do it.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. As Senator Fuller pointed out, they got busted for pulling this nonsense 1 year ago. And we had the story on our Montana Talks website. Max Nelson with the Freedom Foundation talked about how they were pushing Democrat Party campaign stuff. They were pushing equity training. They were promoting the LGBTQ plus agenda, DEI, all sorts of this nonsense. And yet now they did it again. Finley Warden went inside. He registered, attended this MFPE Teachers Union Conference, and here we go again. DEI. They were pushing, you know, how to put these sexualized books back on the bookshelves. Yeah, we'll talk more about that. I've got a Dear Colleague letter from Superintendent of Public Instruction, Susie Headland. I'll share some highlights right after this, and then we'll get to John Jackson's take on that, plus a lot of other topics to cover here as well. Stand by, back with Montana Talks right after this.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Do drugs and guns mix? Congress has long said no, but what will the Supreme Court say? The U.S. Supreme Court is now agreeing to review the federal law making it a crime to possess a firearm if you are a user of or addicted to controlled substances. The matter is a case out of the U.S. District Court in Eastern Texas involving Ali Daniel Hemani, who was charged with a federal crime after officers searching his home found marijuana, cocaine, and a 9mm pistol. His conviction was tossed by the Fifth Circuit, saying the law was overreaching if it was used in cases of people not actually intoxicated and not actually handling the firearm. The case will likely apply the historical tradition test as set forward by the Supreme Court's 2022 ruling in the Bruin case. Marijuana remains illegal at the federal level, but about half the states have decriminalized it to varying degrees. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
It's October 21st, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today's Apple Day. First celebrated in 1990, it's a day to enjoy Macintosh, Granny Smith, Golden Delicious, Fuji, and many more varieties of the delicious fruit. And as one of our employees always says, the Cadillac of apples, the Honey Crisp. Pop icon Madonna releasing her 128-page coffee table book titled Sex in 1992. Thousands protest the war in Vietnam in 1967. Nearly 100,000 people standing up against the conflict and more than 50,000 marching to the Pentagon asking for the government to end the conflict. The New York Yankees sweep the San Diego Padres to win the first of their three straight World Series titles in 1998. Born on this day, actress Carrie Fisher, best known for playing Princess Leia in the Star Wars movie franchise.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
I'm CJ Papa, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Sean.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, John, I got to be serious here for a second. But, John, would you please remind me, if I don't talk about the drugged-up geriatrics, that crazy old boomers, we're going to have Finley remind us. Finley helped us trigger a seminar caller earlier this morning, and, John, you missed it because we were working to get you on the phone lines. But, Finley, be thinking. We're going to mic you up here in a second, Finley, to give us a recap of what triggered the seminar caller earlier. So stand by, Finley. We'll get to that. But, yeah, here we go. This is the Dear Colleague letter. Dear colleagues, in light of recent media coverage regarding potential violations of state and federal law in public schools related to DEI and gender identity instruction, I want to remind school districts to remain in full compliance with the law and to uphold the responsibilities entrusted to us by Montana families. And then she mentions a couple of bills in particular, one making sure that, you know, that school grounds are politically or ideologically neutral and they're not pushing a political agenda. And then another one, basically respecting parents' rights, especially regarding particular instruction regarding, you know, sexuality, things like that. And then later on, John, I think you'll appreciate this later on in the letter to all of the school district superintendents. Superintendent Susie Hedlund says this: as a reminder, when applying for education funding and for state accreditation, schools certify compliance and alignment with state and federal law. Any programming or instruction that conflicts with these requirements must be addressed and removed. And John, to that point, something that Finley Warden pointed out here in his coverage of this teachers union conference is that some of these schools are using taxpayer funds to send these teachers to this woke left wing teachers union conference. Apparently, the superintendent, this is one thing I'll ask her about later, has the authority to say, okay, well, we're not going to apply. You know, professional development credit to teachers that go to this conference, and that's one way that they can rein this nonsense in.
Yeah, and that's what Republicans have been sorely lacking in my entire life. If you watch Democrats when they get in power, they use that power right up to the max of it and go beyond. They always go over the line of their power, particularly in these last 16 years. And see, Republicans are more likely to just go on Fox News or go on Montana Talks or write a letter. Okay. These communists do not give one rat's ass about your letter or your media appearance. They have, like we always say, they have to be stopped. You have to choke off their funding. You have to stop the measure you just talked about, for prohibiting taxpayer dollars being used for these trips or for these credits. That's the only thing that stops them. They cannot be shamed or embarrassed into doing the right thing.
All right. Well, I'm going to see if Finley. Hey, Finley, throw your microphone on for just a second here, because we'll try to bring you back in the 9 o'clock hour as well. But Finley, earlier you and I were talking about the so-called No Kings protests, and Laura Ingraham and a young investigative reporter, Nick Shirley. They were pointing out how this is mostly older people that were attending these No Kings rallies. Drugged up geriatrics, these angry old leftists, these throwbacks to the 60s. But I forget what you said and what I said, but it triggered a seminar caller who was very offended by the fact that we were highlighting the fact that these were drugged up geriatrics that were throwbacks to the 1960s that are dominating these No Kings rallies. Do you remember what else triggered the seminar caller?
Not exactly. I think it was just that, but it was pretty funny how pissed off he got just from us recognizing the basic reality that some of these older boomers, I mean, I love most of them, but these geriatric people who are hopped up on, I'd say they're too high on some, taking too much weed probably, but I don't even know. But, yeah, these people, these hippies are out in the streets. They have nothing better to do with their time. So might as well put on a dinosaur, blow-up dinosaur costume, and make some crazy stuff happen in the streets.
All right, Finley, great to hear from you. Yeah, John, I don't know if you could hear that because of the way I was working the buttons on my board here. But, yeah, drugged up geriatrics, you might as well throw on a dinosaur costume and dance in the streets and protest who knows what else. But that triggered a seminar caller earlier, and I hope he calls in more often because, you know, I enjoy hearing from people who have a different perspective. But here's the deal. Like, if you're going to call into a radio show and say, well, I agree with, you know, with you guys on most things, but I just don't like Donald Trump. And then all it takes is one or two questions from me to expose that, oh, no, this is just somebody calling in with Democrat Party talking points. Because I asked about the invasion on our southern border and deporting the criminal illegal aliens. Well, I just support due process. There is due process. That is the process that the Trump administration is using right now. So, again, it's not that you just don't like Donald Trump. You are literally, you know, copying and pasting and echoing Democrat Party talking points. So just be honest. If you are one of these hardcore leftists that loves the open borders invasion and all the other craziness that took place over the last 4 years, just be honest and say that that's what you support. Don't try to couch it in, you know, some pearl clutching about, oh, why are you exposing these drugged up geriatrics that are dancing in the streets with their tutus and their dinosaur costumes?
Well, yeah, you know, these seminar callers, it's always one or another variation on the same thing. And it's, I'm a Republican, but, right? that's always, as soon as you hear that, any kind of variation on that question or that statement, here you go. You know what you got. But he was talking about the drugged up geriatrics. The first thing I saw the other day was this one lady out on one of the No Kings rallies. But she puts a microphone up to this old guy. I mean, he's got a big, long gray beard, and he's obviously stoned out of his mind. And he's got a big sign that says, Donald Trump takes away our freedom. And she says, how is, you know, what freedoms is Donald Trump taking away from you? And he's like, no, he's not really taking away of my freedom.
Cool story, bro. Did you see, speaking of that, so Nick Shirley is this young investigative reporter. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night, and it was just a hysterical segment. This young man is just hilarious. He's got just the best dry sense of humor. He was talking about how, you know, these No Kings rallies, it was people riding the subways, and they were mostly old people that were all amped up, thinking they were saving the country. It was hilarious. But this was the young man who, did you see the clip where he interviewed the guy and the girl, the boyfriend and the girlfriend? And
oh, yeah.
Okay, you describe the clip, and then I'll play the... Actually, no, let me play it, and then we'll get John Jackson's reaction. All right, here we go, for those of you that missed it.
You might have ruined a relationship, I think, this weekend in some of your videos. This was very sad. Watch.
Do you support the deportation of illegal immigrants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. She's saying she doesn't.
Sorry? They're illegal, then yeah.
Do you not support the deportation of illegal migrants?
Do we know how that date ended, Nick?
I'm pretty sure bro figured out he's a Republican, and now the relationship's probably over.
Oh, man, John, I was dying. Oh, man. So describe what took place on the camera, because he was like, well, yeah, if they're illegal, and she was looking at him like, what did you just say?
Well, you know, you can hear this conversation, right? She said, we have to go out to this rally. You have to come with me. We have to protest this evil orange man, Donald Trump. And so he goes out there just because his girlfriend asked him to. And then the first time somebody asks him a question about... He's like, well, yeah, you should deport illegal. And you see her give him that stare, that cold stare. And they put the microphone up to her, and she says, no, they shouldn't be.
Yeah, and he's like looking like, well, yeah, I mean, if they're illegal, I mean, what's even more funny is she, you can tell, she's this woke white young girl. She's this young woke white girl who thinks she's so cool and hip with her boyfriend who, you know, is brown. He's either from, you know, got an Indian nationality background or Pakistani or whatever, right? Frankly, I don't care. But it's just so funny because she thinks she's the woke white chick. And her husband, who, you know, comes from a different nationality, or boyfriend, whatever, comes from a different nationality, is like, well, yeah, if they're illegal, of course they shouldn't be here. So it's just hilarious for so many different reasons.
Well, you're seeing the end result of their goals. You're seeing it in New York City. You're seeing it in the entire state of California, and that once they get enough foreign-born people into these areas, then it is one-party rule there forever. That's their goal. That's why Joe Biden wanted to dump 25 million of the third world scum on us while he was president. And they're going to do it the next time, too, because it will eventually lead to one party rule.
So who is funding these no kings? We know Soros is behind it, but how much? I think you saw something on X. I saw something, too, but you've got more details.
Yeah, outrageous. They did the workup on this, and some of this came right from Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna. And it adds up to almost $0.33 billion. And you've got the groups of Arabella, $80 million, Warren Buffett, $16 million, Ford, $51 million, Rockefeller, $26 million, Soros at $72 million, and then the Tides Foundation at $45 million.
Basically, some of the same activists that are funding Antifa and domestic terrorism as well. Hold that thought.
Everyone rocks.
I'm Tanya J. Powers. Foo Fighters founder Dave Grohl and his wife Jordan Blum made their first red carpet appearance together at a formal event since it was revealed that he fathered a child outside their 21-year marriage. They attended a gala in Los Angeles on Saturday. Last year, Grohl revealed in a post on Instagram that he had welcomed a fourth child with a woman who was not his wife. Limp Bizkit bass player Sam Rivers has died, according to social media posts by his bandmates. They did not say where the 48-year-old Rivers died or how, calling him, quote, the soul in the sound. Rivers left the band in 2015, but reunited with them 3 years later. Limp Bizkit is set to begin a tour of Central and South America in November. And Rush is expanding its 50th anniversary tour of North America. 17 new dates have been added in cities including Philadelphia, Detroit, and Boston. All of the previously announced dates were sold out, and pre-sales for the added ones start next Monday. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, we're going to get back to your phone calls here in just a second. Dave in Eureka, stand by. You are up next, and we got phone lines open for you at 406-294-0970. First, though, John Jackson, since we got cut off by the break there. By the way, earlier I got cut off by the break as well when I was really enjoying that back and forth with the seminar caller. I wanted to hear more. But you know, those breaks, they come up, and we got to roll to them, like it or not. But, John, there was another point you wanted to make about all these left-wing activists, Soros, Arabella advisors, et cetera, that are all funding these left-wing No Kings, Never Trump rallies, some of the same people that are also funding the Antifa domestic terrorism as well.
Yeah, it's all of that. And then all of the hundreds of billions of our tax dollars that are out there that got thrown out of the treasury to these NGOs and were being used and are being used to attack the United States, to attack this administration, to fund Antifa, fund all this communist agitation that goes on in the country. All of them are committing fraud, wire fraud, every day of the week, and yet we have yet to see anybody out there from the Pam Bondi DOJ go after these funds, freeze these funds, indict these people for fraud and malfeasance and embezzlement, stuff they are doing every day of the week. All we hear is them talking, and they're acting like they're so mad about this stuff, but nothing gets done about it.
Yeah, but do you think that's because of how slow the prosecutorial process is? I mean, you worked in federal law enforcement. I mean, I'm sure you were frustrated at how long it would take to check all the boxes and do the chain of custody and follow something all the way through. Or, I mean, do you think Pam Bondi's just trying to, you know, poke Donald Trump in the eye with this?
I don't know. I think it's political resistance and political cowardice is really what it is. And I can tell you right now, if my agency, if it came out, if we were dumb enough to not know this already, and it came out in the news that El Chapo has got $100 million in these funds here in the United States, and he's using it to fund this, that, and the other thing, you would sit in an office and not go home until you had written up a warrant, you know, to freeze these funds. I mean, it would happen. You're talking, it would happen in a week.
Yeah. So if we know Soros and Hans Wies and these guys are funding domestic terrorism, Antifa, okay, freeze these funds. Because as John, you and I were talking during the break here, okay, you can't just go after the heads of these networks. You have to take out the entire networks when going after a criminal or a terrorist enterprise, and that's what certainly seems to need to be the case here when it comes to Antifa, especially as they've been identified as domestic terrorists. Let's get into the phone lines here once again. Dave in Eureka. Dave, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I love calling in on Tuesday with you and John, and Taco Tuesday. You guys make it real spicy, and I'll tell you what. Here's something. Back to the I'm also Free Northman on X.
That's one
of your guys' greatest followers. I love you guys. I have a great time on there. Everybody should follow you. But here's something I want to point out. The reason why they switched to boomers is because BLM swindled Soros, the Ford Corporation, out of millions and millions of dollars, absolutely swindled their supporters as the scam that they were, and there's nothing Soros and those guys can do about it without looking racist pursuing BLM.
Oh, because of all
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, look at all the – yeah, great to hear from you. Thanks for following us on X as well. Great to hear from you. Yeah, John, I mean, look at all the money that was scammed by the leaders at the top of the so-called Black Lives Matter movement. They could have cared less. They fled to the suburbs and multimillion-dollar mansions with that cash in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and nobody's doing anything about it. I think I've seen one or two cases across the country that has been made on those people. And it's just laughable. What did you think was going to happen if you turn over multi-millions of dollars in the hands of these ghetto trash communists? You think it's not going to get stolen? I remember this one gal, they got a microphone up in her face to ask her, why did she steal all that money out of the Black Lives Matter fund? And she said, well, it's there to make Black Lives Matter, so I made my life better, you know.
As entire neighborhoods were being burned down by a bunch of white Antifa types with bricks, of course. All right, next caller on the phone lines, let's go to Kevin in Belgrade. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and yes, happy Tuesday. We're missing a money opportunity here. So the left has been using our money through taxes against us for years. We need to turn that tide a little bit, turn the tables, and we need to start using their money against them by getting on that payroll for the protests, going to the protests and just watching all the clownism going on, and then get paid and donate it to a Republican candidate.
So join the paid protester gravy train. John, what do you think?
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, that reminds me of a time when I got on the list for a Jesse Jackson rally on Capitol Hill. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll go to that. Who do I talk to? And it was so funny because, well, that's another story for another day. But needless to say, Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jesse Jackson's henchman, eventually ended up tossing me from the stage. But it was a good time. That was a really good time.
I wish somebody had got that on video.
Oh, it's on C-SPAN. Because one of my friends from Howard University, I was going to Howard at the time, and for some reason I stood out. I don't know why they recognized me so easily.
Can't figure that out.
I don't know why.
That's a mystery.
Must have been the John Elway jersey at Howard University. But anyway, so one of my friends from Howard, she's like, I saw you on C-SPAN during the Christmas break. And I was like, oh, at the Jesse Jackson rally. You saw that, man. That'd be a fun clip to watch. That would be a fun clip to watch one of these days. Kevin, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let's see. Man, now I forgot what I was going to talk about here, John. Oh, did you see... again, Laura Ingraham had just such a great segment all around last night. Did you see Robert De Niro, you know, this Hollywood leftist? He calls Stephen, well, let me just play the clip for you here. This was from Laura Ingraham along with Raymond Arroyo last night. Oh, hold on.
In the wake of this peace deal in the Middle East, while Trump works on a Ukrainian peace deal, this was De Niro's take on the Trump cabinet.
How they can live with themselves after what they've allowed him to do. He set it up with his, I guess he's the Goebbels of the cabinet, Stephen Miller. He's a Nazi. Yes, he is. And he's Jewish. And he should be ashamed of himself.
Can you believe this, Laura? I mean, this is so irresponsible in this climate
irresponsible.
To call someone a Nazi and to Stephen Miller a Nazi of all people.
Let me just say, we're way beyond irresponsible, okay? This is, and I think it's libelous because it's malice. Mm. There's real malice. And he knows it's not true. Okay, so
basically Laura Ingraham says, yeah, they should do a lawsuit against Robert De Niro. But Robert De Niro is actually so symbolic of these No Kings protesters. They're sitting protesting Donald J. Trump. It doesn't matter how many great things Donald J. Trump delivers right now. I mean, he just freed Jewish hostages, and yet they still call him a Nazi.
Well, and the reason they trot out De Niro all the time is not just that he's some celebrity, some left-wing celebrity, is that he's got this reputation through his roles in Hollywood as being a tough guy. Well, see, he's a movie tough guy. He's not in any way a real tough guy. What he is a 5'5", 150-pound, 80-year-old man with a big mouth. And obviously, you try to call a Jewish guy a Nazi, you saw his reaction to that. He knows how ridiculous that is. And you watch, you have to see it, not just hear it. He knows how ridiculous, and he kind of shrinks after he says it because he knows it's a lie.
Well, and these people at these No Kings protests call everybody else fascists, call everybody else Nazis, but yet they're the ones waving the pro-Hamas propaganda while the Islamofascists are gunning down their own Palestinian people in the streets in Gaza, and Donald Trump is the one freeing the innocent hostages, the innocent Jewish hostages. I mean, these people are so nuts. They are so lost in the sauce. I had a Montana historian that I ran into on Saturday night. I thought he said it so well. He's not a very hyper political guy, but he said that the way the Democrats are acting right now is just like how the Confederates acted right after they lost the Civil War. That's what you're seeing, this anger and this vitriol from the drugged-up geriatric holdovers from the 60s here.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Democrats' biggest problem now isn't just Mamdani, and I'll add to that Jasmine Crockett. I'll add to that AOC. I'll add to that the Squad. I'll add to that Pocahontas. I'll add to that Grandpa Bernie, the radical left. It's the moderates, if there are any, that cave to them. I mean, Chuck Schumer, this whole Schumer shutdown goes against every single solitary stated position he's ever had about governance in Washington since he's gotten there. And why is he doing it? Because when he signed on to a continuing resolution the last time, he nearly got kicked out of his ceremonial because he really has no power.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
There's a reason I'm so proud of our partnership with Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, because they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk when it comes to supporting our vets. It's a veteran-owned company. This month, Pure Talk is choosing to support Canines for Warriors. Now, this is an incredible organization that rescues and trains dogs, pairs them with veterans that are struggling, for example, with PTSD. Canines for Warriors gives these heroes a purpose. It gives them companionship and healing. That's exactly why Pure Talk, a veteran-led company, supports them. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Remember, you're going to get unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, $25 a month. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You get the exact same service as the big carriers, same cell tower, same 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and make the switch. #250, keyword save now, switch today to America's wireless company, Pure Talk. Talk.
Fox on set.
Instagram teen accounts are getting an upgrade. Content shown to teens on the platform will now be restricted to things that they could see in a PG-13 movie, so nothing that would be rated R. Meta has built an AI to run over the hundreds of millions of pieces of content that are produced on Instagram, and the accounts and individual videos that are not appropriate for teens are removed from the teen account experience. Parents can also go in and make the standards even more restrictive if they want. Tara Hopkins, the global director of public policy at Instagram, tells us they are listening to parents and the changes are a direct result of those conversations.
We are continually listening to parents to really understand from parents what they want to, what the experience they want to have when their teenager is on Instagram. The revamped experience now guided by PG-13 is responding exactly to those kinds of conversations that we've been having with parents.
For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we've only got a quick few minutes left this hour of the show, and then a big 9 o'clock hour coming up. I think of Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction, Susie Hedlund, is going to join us briefly at the top of the hour. Plus, we got to get Finley Warden back on the microphone to talk about his explosive new reporting that is getting shared nationally by investigative conservative journalists like Andy Ngo, libs of TikTok, also highlighting his groundbreaking coverage from inside this Montana Teachers Union Teachers Conference last week. And then, of course, John Jackson will stick around for more commentary as well. John, I gotta get your take on what's going on down in South America. I think last week you were telling us about your cold shower in Colombia once upon a time. And, well, Costanza, tell us what's going on in Colombia right now.
Well, everybody has seen and heard about the airstrikes that President Trump is doing on maritime drug smugglers and terrorists coming out of Venezuela, and at least one of them has come out of Colombia. What everybody needs to know is the president of Colombia now, too, just like Maduro in Venezuela, is a far-left communist. And so what do you suppose he thinks of Donald Trump? He hates him. And Donald Trump hit him with a Truth Social post here a couple of days, calling him out for being a fool and a drug dealer and all of that. Well, he said in an interview, this guy said in an interview yesterday in Spanish, and I saw the English translation and I listened to it again in Spanish just to make sure I got it. And this guy, he says the following. This president says to the media down there, he says, if President Trump won't come along on his own, then we got to get rid of him. And he didn't say we need to outvote him in the next election, any of that. So he said we need to sacala, sacalo. And that means literally get rid of him. And it can be, he's playing around with words there, because that can be taken to mean anything, including killing him.
Well, it's kind of like Jim Comey with his little seashells on the beach nonsense. I mean, that basically was the message Comey was sending. He wasn't just doing the restaurant, you're kicked out of the restaurant 86 deal with that, and we all know it. This president down there in Colombia, Petro, I think is his name, he's basically a narco-terrorist who ended up getting elected president, right?
He is exactly that. He is a narco-terrorist. And see, he's a left-wing one, too. So that, what does that mean? That means he is absolutely in league with not only all of the traffickers, but with any of the terrorist movements down there. And he's now joined forces with Maduro.
Yeah, very interesting. And I've seen there's some other big changes on that front as well. Well, we got to keep South America peaceful, because our friend David Noble's down in Argentina. So we got to make sure David can get back. So I guess he could join us from down there on the show. He could probably.
Lord have mercy. I'd like to know where he flew from. Argentina, man, you're talking, that is a 10-hour flight from Miami.
Wow.
I mean, it's on the bottom of the world.
Yeah. He did do a brief check-in last week. He did a quick check-in with me, and it was kind of fun hearing, you know, what things are like down there. And, you know, he said that inflation, this was pretty interesting, that inflation, you know, obviously with Javier Milei, this great libertarian, you know, pro-Trump, Trump-style president down there, that he has, you know, really taken a whack at the inflation that the socialists handed to him. But inflation is still so bad that he told me that when they were buying their soccer tickets for a soccer game, that they couldn't tell you what the price would be for Friday's game, because you needed to check back in, because the prices fluctuate so much because of inflation that you have to check in basically the day of the game to know what the actual price will be. That's you think inflation in America is bad from the socialists here. Look at what the socialists did down there.
And that's why they had to vote in President Milei down there. It basically the Latin version of Donald Trump, because they had to do something. They're going under. And he had to go down there and just strip it to the bare bones.
Same thing with America. We had to do something because we were going under. And that's why the American people elected Donald.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KBUL.